Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Gardaí investigating the brutal murder of 17-year-old Keane Mulready Woods have strongly criticised the circulation of inappropriate images and footage on social media. The murder of the young man has prompted calls for a high-level intervention to tackle criminal activity and drugs in the town of Drogheda. A rally is now being planned on Saturday, the 25th of January, to protest against ongoing criminality there. Joining me now, Father Phil Gaffney, who's parish priest of St Mary's Parish and Holy Family in Ballsgrove in Drogheda. Father Gaffney, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
Look, it's a brutal death. It has really shocked the entire country. What's your own response when you heard this news?
First of all, Mary, I suppose on behalf of the priest of the parish, just to say that our thoughts and prayers are with the family at this time of tragedy, for them and indeed for the community here in Holy Family Parish, Ballsgrove, because no family or community should have to face the pain and suffering that's been inflicted on this family by this barbaric crime.
Keane was missing since Sunday, and then I think you were with the family yesterday.
Yeah, we called up the family yesterday, and at the time they were just awaiting confirmation, and their worst fears were realised a short time later. And, you know, I suppose the first thing was they, not only his death and loss of their young son, who was a few weeks short of his 18th birthday, and they were looking forward as a family to celebrating with him for his 18th birthday, but not just his death, but the inhumane crime and nature of the death, I think has shocked everyone, and it's just, you know, unacceptable in any civilised society that any person should receive such a horrific death for any reason.
Now, I suppose they were fearing and awaiting the worst, and then that news came. How was the news conveyed to them?
Well, while we were there, a Garda had been with them, and she had conveyed to them that she would be back at 7 o'clock yesterday evening, and that it would either be their worst fears realised, or else it would be somebody else's remains. But the Gardaí were working very closely with the family and were in contact with them all day and kept them updated on everything that was happening and given them a timeline and so on. So the Gardaí were very supportive and helpful to them and doing their best to make it as easy as possible for them.
Has Keane siblings?
Keane has a sister and a brother, and in fact it was his sister was on Sunday evening, and I suppose ironic that we were celebrating Mass at the end of the Christmas season on Sunday evening, and I suppose Christmas is all about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, bringing peace to our hearts and peace on earth. And that was at that very time that concern was raised, because when Keane went missing, he would always contact his sister and his mum. And within a short time, they realised that something serious was wrong, because he hadn't contacted them and they couldn't get any contact with him on his mobile phone. So from then until the news began to filter through on Monday through the media that partial remains of a human being were found in Dublin, I suppose there was grave concern, because it was unlike Keane not to have constant contact with his family, particularly his sister and his mum and his dad. So, you know, they were fearful from Monday that
something dreadful had happened. Yeah. Did they know that his life was in danger?
I'm not aware of that, if they did or not. I'm sure the police would know, but I hadn't heard that his life was in danger, but I know that I suppose they were concerned about him, all right, and but to be honest, I don't know if they had informed them or not, if his life was in danger.
You know the family on both sides. They're local Drogheda people. They'd be well known in their communities.
Oh yeah, both families are living in Drogheda for many, many years. They're two Drogheda families. They would have huge connections in both St Mary's Parish and indeed Holy Family Parish, and bilateral relations on both sides, so there would be a huge part of the community and very involved in different ways and all aspects of life here in our town, you know. So they are drawn to people through and through, yeah.
And now the Gardaí have sealed off that house in Rathmullen Park in Drogheda. That's an area you'd know very well too.
Yeah, it's the heart of the parish as well here, yeah, absolutely. I haven't heard, I know the house has been sealed off in the last 2 days, but yeah. The police, yesterday, they were just saying that it looked like they would be there for a while, but they had no concrete evidence yet, but obviously forensic and all the procedure that has to go through takes time, you know, so, but it would be a house that's in the heart of Holy Family Parish.
Father Gaffney, are people in Drogheda asking themselves what is happening to our town, what's happening in our town?
Absolutely. You know, for the last 2 years now, I mean, unfortunately, violence and fear is an unacceptable reality in our daily lives here in Drogheda. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, ruthless criminals are grooming young teenagers and exploiting them for their own benefit, who are only interested in expanding their own personal wealth and drawing young vulnerable teenagers into that network. And so, you know, we need all the resources that we can get, you know, to invest in eliminating the scourge of drug abuse and crime that's just part and parcel of our community for the last number of years in particular. And, you know, we'd appeal to every government, the government and all the different parties that we try to work together to deal with this scourge, really, in our community.
Mm. And Father Gaffney, would you know some of those young teenagers who are being sucked into to criminality? Would you know the mothers and the fathers and the sisters and brothers who are worried about them?
They come from all social backgrounds and so on, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, a vulnerable teenager is drawn into the network by, you know, being given money and substantial money. And when they become part of that network, unfortunately, it's very difficult to break out of it. And, you know, young parents and families are worried about their own children getting involved in this scene, and you know, it's an everyday worry for parents in our community that their children will become you know, one of them, and you know, there's a great fear among parents that, you know, their child, because it doesn't matter from what kind of background or family they come from, a child can be drawn in through a friend or through you know, various social media and so on. So it's a major concern for parents at this time in our community.
You said earlier violence and fear have become part of the daily lives of people in Drogheda, and I know you presided over a funeral in August, I think, of Keith Brannigan, who was killed in another separate feud-related death, and you called at that stage for the violence to stop. Why did you make that call? Because, sadly, your words are not being heeded.
Yeah, because, you know, at the time, I had spent a good bit of time with the family, and I just thought that the heartbreak and how distraught the family were, and I was just pleading that no other family in the community would have to go through that absolute heartbreak and sorrow to see a young man laid out in his home and taken so cruelly again. And I made the plea at the time, and it looked like up until Christmas time here things had settled down in Drogheda, and the Gardaí, I think, were quite confident that they had you know, they had a handle on the whole situation, and it seemed to be going well. And certainly from our perspective, the Gardaí have done everything possible. They're very, very visible in the community, and they have the armed response unit. You know, there's a high visibility of Gardaí, as were during the FLA, which was, I suppose, we were a bit nervous of at that time and since that. So I think, in fairness, the Gardaí are doing their very best with the resources they have, but unfortunately it has sparked off again for whatever reason, and I would appeal to anyone in the community to cooperate with the Gardaí, because they are the official law enforcement agency of our state, and you know they only can be effective if they get support from everyone that has any significant evidence of any sort, or even what they might see as insignificant, that they would support the Gardaí and do their best to take these criminals out of, ruthless criminals, out of our community, because until they're taken out and put behind bars, I can't see the problem being solved.
Do you know if you've come face to face at any stage with any of these people, these ruthless criminals, that are these thugs that are carrying out these crimes?
Oh, I've met a few of them in different situations, at funerals and different occasions. I would have come across one or two of them now, and I wouldn't know too many of them, but
And do you address the elephant in the room, the subject matter, the lives they're living and the crimes they're committing?
Well, I did address it to one particular individual, but I just had the opportunity, but I let him know exactly what I thought, but
did he respond?
As far as I know, he's still, well, he said you're entitled to your opinion and so on, and that was it, but I think they're well aware of the impact they're having on the community and on the people here in Drogheda.
Father Phil Gaffney, we appreciate you talking to us this evening, Parish Priest of St Mary's Parish and Holy Family in Ballsgrove in Drogheda.